With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. If you are demonstrating in the streets and you assault a federal officer, you will be in a world of hurt. Justice Department embarking on an effort to prosecute those individuals. Attorney General Pam Bondi says offenders will face severe consequences. President Trump making a lot of improvements.
In a year-end speech touting his administration's accomplishments, the president began by criticizing his predecessor.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
He pointed to success in securing the southern border and claimed progress in lowering the cost of living.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
In the end, though, the president promised an economic boom in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate giving final passage to the annual military policy bill authorizing $900 billion in defense programs. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Roger Wicker.
We're about to pass, and the president will enthusiastically sign the most sweeping upgrades to DOD's business practices in 60 years. This is a monumental achievement.
The new pennies are worth big bucks.
Auction bidders spent top dollar for some of the final pennies to be circulated in the U.S. before the government ended the cent's production. The U.S. Mint sold 232 3-cent sets for a whopping sum of $16.76 million last Thursday. One of those sets contained the last three pennies ever to be made. It sold for $800,000. Each set comprised 2025 pennies struck in Philadelphia and Denver, along with a 24-karat gold Lincoln cent. Each penny also bore a unique Omega symbol.
That is correspondent Keith Peters. A Christmas gift from a Christian business.
Craft store chain is giving away 500,000 copies of The Case for Christmas by well-known apologist Lee Strobel. He was an atheist and a news reporter who came to Christ after doing in-depth research designed to prove that the Bible isn't true. Writing on X, Strobel says, quote, I'm praying God uses these books to point people to himself. Hobby Lobby will be handing out free copies until all 500,000 are gone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish groups urging all Jewish organizations to ratchet up security at public events following the mass shooting in Australia. Some experts advise all Jewish public events in coming days should be open only those who have been screened after they pre-register. In the meantime, Jewish leaders worldwide say they're going ahead with thousands of planned community Hanukkah celebrations. This is SRN News. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands for peace talks. Russia's invasion nearly 4 years ago has been condemned in the West. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Putin cannot be trusted.
Putin has never given up the desire to expand the Russian Federation to its Soviet Union borders or its Russian Empire borders, which would include all of Ukraine and parts of Eastern Europe.
Israel's military says troops fired a mortar shell into a Palestinian residential area in the Gaza Strip. That in the latest incident to rock the tenuous ceasefire with Hamas. Officials say at least 10 people were wounded. More details, srnnews.com.